Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Monday afternoon. It's Manic Monday, yet we still have a great attitude for a Monday afternoon. And, you know, it's something we decided recently. We're just going to have a fun attitude on a Monday. So, if it's Monday afternoon, and you know you're kind of down because it's a Monday, and you know it's going to be hot in the summer and Monday, and you're going to have a nice weekend, and it's Monday. Just remember that, you know, we try to really have a positive attitude here on Monday afternoon. Now, we'll be off next Monday because it's Memorial Day, but every Monday after that, we will continue with this attitude. There is a mural of Johnny Cash on a water tower. The water tower is in... it's in Arkansas. And the Kingsland, Arkansas mayor, Luke Neal, is embarrassed by this because what somebody did, Ian, look this up. Just Google this. Johnny Cash mural, Kingsland, Arkansas water tank. With this mural, it's a full body shot of Johnny Cash, and somebody shot. Somebody shot a hole right there where his wee-wee would be.
Oh, man.
And it's spewing water out of his where his wee-wee would be.
All right. That's hilarious. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
They were a good shot.
Don't shoot water tanks, but that is objectively very funny.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
anyway,
my
Lord. You can go ahead and check that out. All right, so as if we don't have enough to worry about already, now we have to worry about something called monkeypox?
President Biden is trying to ease fears about recent cases of monkeypox. The disease is rarely identified outside Africa, but as of Friday, there were 80 cases worldwide, including at least two in the U.S., and a presumptive case being investigated in South Florida. Yesterday, the president said the virus is something to be concerned about. Asked today in Tokyo whether he sees the need for strict quarantine measures.
I just don't think it rises to the level of the kind of concern that existed with COVID-19.
The president says the smallpox vaccine works for monkeypox too. But does the U.S. have enough on hand to handle a monkeypox spread?
I think we do have enough to deal with the likelihood of the problem.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Whew, that's good news. I mean, I would hate for there to be a monkeypox pandemic because it's really wicked looking. I saw some examples of this on the news.
Yeah.
And there's like welts.
I mean, all the
big
bumps.
Big welts,
yeah,
all over your body.
Bumps. Yuck.
Yeah, it's really scary. Hey, look, this is good news. Over the weekend, I'm sure you saw this on the news, but a lot of specialty infant formula arrived in the U.S.
The precious cargo for so many parents came in on a military plane to Indianapolis. It'll be quality checked by Nestle before heading to hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days. And a matter of days means a lot to the moms and dads who are worried.
He says it's the first of several flights authorized by President Biden carrying baby formula from Europe to relieve the nationwide shortage, particularly of hypoallergenic formula.
Over the course of the next several weeks, we should see an ever-increasing supply.
Vilsack says another military flight of baby formula is expected in the coming days. Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Julie Walker.
All right, so for those of you who are still finding it difficult to get a hold of the baby formula that you need, look, here's a substitute. I'd like to offer this recipe for you. It's a substitute for baby milk formula. Mm-hmm. Take 1 cup of whole milk, 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar, 3 ice cubes, freshly grated nutmeg, and 2 ounces of brandy. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's for brandy milk punch.
Keep going.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Yeah, brandy milk punch. I thought it was the baby formula. But
put
no,
that stuff right in my veins, man. Give me a bottle full of that. Send me on my way.
That was from Brandy Milk Punch. So let's make sure we're clear on that. All right, let's go to Ray, who's on the highway. Hey, Ray, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoop. Man, I want to talk about the conditions under the by Cali around there by Chapultepec with the homeless camps.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Man, it looks bad on the city. It looks so bad. The health department needs to go through there, man, and check those people down there. And see, I mean, get the trash out of the areas and give everybody down there a health check. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how this thing's going to get bad. Disease is going to spread because people are living in those conditions. It looks so bad on the city of New Orleans. Say we are city that hosts forests.
No, you're right.
Area, convention center area. Yeah.
You're right, and it's growing. I mean, I've seen more tents up recently because, you know, quite often that's the way that I get on the interstate from the radio station. I take a couple of different routes, but a couple of ways that I get on the interstate, it takes me past all of the tents, and the number of homeless tents under the interstate overpass, it's growing tremendously.
Yes, sir. I've seen that in Hawaii, man, but not the disc where it's piled up as if the city don't have a sanitation department, you know what I mean? And it looks bad on the city for us hosting conventions and all that, you know?
Well, it does look, it does look bad, and it could become a lot worse. Listen, Ray, I share your concern. I appreciate the call. I told you about my trip recently to Portland, though, and compared to Portland, Oregon, we don't have a problem. I mean, ours is really contained. In Portland, the tents are everywhere. I mean, even in a place like, they'd be all around Jackson Square, or a place equivalent to Jackson Square. Civic Square is the center part of downtown Portland. And they're all over the interstate. They're in a park like Lafayette Square downtown. They're in a park like that. You'll see tents and semi-permanent structures. So, look, it really is a mess. All right, so I heard about this story, and we've talked about this before. The Archbishop of San Francisco has declared that Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is barred from accepting Holy Communion at any church in San Francisco because of her pro-choice position on abortion. If a politician's pro-choice position on abortion is publicly known, should pro-choice politicians be denied Holy Communion in the Catholic Church? I mean, that's a question. It's a question that came up recently with Joe Biden before he was president and then now as president. Whether or not Joe Biden, who is, you know, openly pro-choice, whether he should take communion at the Catholic Church, whether he should be offered communion. He has talked about being a devout Catholic. He's also very pro-choice. But should that bar him from accepting communion? If the church is opposed to abortion and President Biden supports a woman's right to choose to have an abortion up to a certain point, should the president be allowed to take communion? I mean, what do you think? This is a very Catholic city. It's a very Catholic area. A lot of Catholics listen to this show on a regular basis. So what do you think? The issue of barring pro-choice politicians from accepting communion in the Catholic Church is it's been resurrected by the ruling of Archbishop Salvatore Cortolone in San Francisco. And here's what he said to Nancy Pelosi in a statement that was issued. You are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. And he cited the Second Vatican Council. And the Archbishop mentioned, quote, the Church's ancient and consistent teaching that from the first moment of conception, life must be guarded with the greatest care, while abortion and while abortion is an unspeakable crime. The statement goes on to say, those who are directly involved in lawmaking bodies have a grave and clear obligation to oppose any law that attacks human life. For them, as for every Catholic, it is impossible to promote such laws or vote for them. So Archbishop Cardellone has barred Nancy Pelosi from accepting communion. You think that's fair? One thing that I find interesting about this is that Pope Francis and the Vatican have specifically condemned conservative Catholic bishops who are in lockstep with former President Donald Trump. And Pope Francis has made it clear that they are not to deny Joe Biden or any other Catholics communion if they're pro-choice. I find this interesting. You know, in his effort to set the record straight, Pope Francis reminded the bishops that communion, quote, is not a reward of saints, but the bread of sinners. So this archbishop in San Francisco is guilty of making bad decisions. I think this is a bad decision. He's made a few other bad decisions, too. In August of 2012, he was arrested for drinking and driving, actually thrown in jail. He paid a fine, was placed on 3-year probation, and required to attend a Mothers Against Drunk Driving meeting. The archbishop apologized for his decision to drive drunk. In 2021, this archbishop refused to release the official list of clergy members who were credibly accused of sexually abusing children and requested that a judge dismiss the 2019 law allowing accusers of sexual abuse of clergy accusers of clergy sexually abusing kids to not be able to sue if these were old cases. So for many years, the Catholic Church knowingly protected priests who were having sex with children in the church. The priests were sexually abusing children, and the church hierarchy moved the guilty priests from one parish to another to cover up their actions, to protect them from the law and the parishioners. These priests were allowed to give communion to parishioners while this atrocious behavior was going on. The same hands that were molesting children were passing out communion. The Catechism of the Catholic Church defines abortion as evil, and that remains unchanged. However, Pope Francis, who is considered a liberal pope to many, refused to support the idea of barring pro-choice politicians from receiving Holy Communion. In 1973, when I was going through the Catholic Church's protocol to get married in the church, the use of birth control pills was very controversial. The church was vehemently opposed to birth control pills. But many parishioners, who were part of the young boomer generation, they viewed birth control pills as a logical way to be very sexually active without the concern of pregnancy. And that's the reason so many people were against birth control pills. And we've talked about how there were states that were banning birth control pills, and the cases went to the Supreme Court. I think I said last week or the week before that it was Greenwich versus the state of Connecticut. I was mistaken. It was Griswold versus the state of Connecticut. I just said that day. I made a mistake in that. But you can look up the case, Griswold versus the state of Connecticut. So the church was against birth control pills, but the young people getting married, like my wife and I at the time, we were interested in birth control. And I specifically remember the priest who was to marry us tell both of us that while the church is opposed to birth control pills, each parish priest is leaving it up to the individual couple to make a decision. So the fact that there are archbishops and priests within the Catholic Church that are now talking about denying Holy Communion to politicians, which they disagree with, I think is an embarrassing reminder to the church's hypocritical tendencies. And I like the church. I go to Catholic churches. My position of being pro-choice is clear. I've never been denied communion. But if the Catholic Church supports barring pro-choice politicians from receiving communion, then why is communion offered to any pro-choice parishioners? Are you pro-choice? You go to Catholic Church? Should you be getting communion? Do you go to communion? If denying communion is based on a pro-choice position, if this is viable, then why not ask every person in line to receive communion whether or not they're pro-choice? It seems unfair to deny communion only to those whose pro-choice positions are publicly known, and not every pro-choice Catholic. And what about the list of other sins? I mean, there are a lot of other sins out there, too. The Catholic Church is still officially in favor of barring communion to remarried Catholics who have not had their previous marriage annulled. This is the last information I heard on this. One can only imagine how many remarried Catholics who didn't have their first marriage annulled are receiving communion in churches every Sunday across America. And for the record, as I say, I enjoy going to Mass. But I don't believe I have to agree with every aspect of the church's teachings as a prerequisite for receiving communion. And I think it's time that we stop selective enforcement of punishment for specific sins that just don't happen to be the sins of those who are passing judgment on those who should and should not receive communion. You know, there's a tendency to criticize people who commit sins that you don't commit, but yet you ignore your own sins and go to communion. And while the abortion issue is a matter of life and death in the minds of many Americans, it is clearly a political issue that some in the Catholic Church's conservative hierarchy feel free to use to promote a political agenda within the church. And I just think this is, I think this is wrong. I mean, this is my opinion. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So, I mean, what do you think? Should House Speaker, look, you might hate Nancy Pelosi. You might hate Joe Biden. You might be a conservative Republican Catholic. That's okay. But this shouldn't be about the individuals you disagree with politically. This should be about what's right. And is it right for the church to ban pro-choice politicians from accepting communion? I mean, is that right? If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, sometimes churches do things to push people away. I know Southern Baptists now are dealing with just a number of sexual abuse cases, just like the Catholic Church. These are the things that have caused people to, especially younger generations, to discount or dismiss Christianity. There are Christians giving Christianity a bad name, and that's a shame. And so here we are talking about the Catholic Church, and this archbishop in San Francisco disagrees with Pope Francis and says that Nancy Pelosi should not get communion. And he hasn't really, I haven't heard him specifically talk about Joe Biden, but obviously he's part of the group that thinks that Joe Biden should not receive communion because he's pro-choice. And Nancy Pelosi is pro-choice. Let's go to the North Shore. Don, you're on WWL.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Scoot, first, sure. I've got to disagree with your characterization. I don't think he disagrees with the Pope. I believe what the Pope said was that we should continue to try to bring these people in and worship to them. But at a certain point, we have to say, okay, that's it. And I think
But Don, I mean, in all honesty, the Pope is inviting people who are pro-choice to go to communion. So there is a disagreement there. I don't know why you're sensitive to that.
Well, no, I'm not saying he has it. What I'm saying is we should invite them to communion up until a certain point and continue to try to get them to accept the pro-life point of view. And at a certain point, he said that that's when we have to stop it and
You disagree with the Pope as well, then?
No, I agree with what the Pope said. We should try to bring them in and continue to give them communion up until a certain point.
What's the certain point, though? There's no certain point here.
When you're not making any progress, then you have to move forward.
All right, go ahead.
Without them, okay. But here's my point. Here's why I really come. Okay, so. Being an American in the Constitution is difficult. It's a narrow path. It was never supposed to be easy, okay? It was always supposed to be difficult. Freedom is supposed to be difficult, okay? Democracy is supposed to be difficult because the harder you work for it, the more you want it. It's a narrow path. Faith is a narrow path. It's supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be easy. The two don't always go together.
Okay, I get the point.
And so here's the important point. At some point, elected officials, individuals, citizens, whomever, have to make a choice. Do they follow their faith or do they follow the Constitution? Okay? And my point is that Nancy Pelosi has chosen the Constitution, and that's her right, and I respect that. The Archbishop has decided he's going to follow the Bible in faith, which says, where the Bible says, God says, I knew you before you were in the womb.
Yeah, okay.
He also says, thou shalt not murder. So if he knew you before you were in the womb, that means you existed. If someone kills you, that means they without legitimate cause.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Defense, So she made a decision, and the Archbishop made a decision. The Constitution says that the government cannot establish a religion. It doesn't say that the government can't be involved in religion. It doesn't say religion
well, we're not arguing
to be
that.
Involved in government.
We're not arguing that point.
So they made a choice. I respect
well,
both.
Okay, Don, you're right, but that's in disagreement with Pope Francis. I mean, however you want to spin it, right now that's in disagreement with Pope Francis. What's the difference between a pro-choice Catholic receiving communion and a pro-choice politician receiving communion?
The one sets policy. Nancy Pelosi sets policy, laws for the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And the other only sets policies for themselves.
Okay, so, but in terms of a sin in God's eyes, the way you quote the Bible, it seems like you would understand that a sin is a sin, and I don't see any difference between the two, and I think it's highly hypocritical to suggest that there's a difference.
Okay, so I can answer that question. I see what you're asking now.
Okay,
so someone who is pro-choice and has an abortion, okay, can go and ask for forgiveness, and that forgiveness is given upon certain things that are done when you go through confession, okay?
Wait, this mortal human being is making you feel better about what you've done. And let's reserve this to the pro-choice Catholics who have not had an abortion. And the men who are pro-choice, should they not take communion? Are you telling all the Catholics in this area that if they're pro-choice, they shouldn't go to communion?
No, that's not what I'm saying, because they don't set policy to make it legal.
All right, Don, I'm not going to argue with you, because you're not understanding my point, and we're talking about semantics here. You're making excuses, you're spinning it in your direction, but a sin is a sin. And what about all the young people that are going to communion? They're having sex out of marriage, out of a marriage. What about the adults who are having sex out of marriage and they're going to communion? What about the adults that have been remarried and haven't had their original marriage annulled? That's against Catholic teaching. Why is that any different than being pro-choice?
I'm not saying that it is, but
okay,
the difference is this.
Thanks.
The difference is that when you ask for forgiveness, part of it is making a real effort not to sin again. And what Nancy Pelosi is doing is saying, I ask for forgiveness.
No, Don, you're missing the point. These adults that are having sex out of wedlock are not saying they're not going to have sex out of wedlock. They're having sex out of wedlock, and they're still going to communion.
But if they go to confession and they promise,
what if they don't?
A lot of them are not going
to confession.
Zero effort.
And so are the adults that are having sex out of wedlock.
Don't know what they're doing.
Yes, I do know that. I do know that, Don, because I know some of them. I know some of them.
They told you.
I know some of them. Don, this is a free country, and you are entitled to be hypocritical.
You can't prove your point. Nancy Pelosi is ignoring, continuing to do it every day.
And so are people. Oh my God, Don, you're so self-righteous, and you're so blinded to this. The people who are having sex out of wedlock, the people who got married and didn't have their first marriage annulled, they're not sorry. They're continuing to do it. There's absolutely no difference in the two. I'm glad you called. It got me riled up. But do you see the point? I mean, this is the hypocrisy that drives me crazy. And I love the Catholic Church. I'm Catholic. But so this guy is saying that, okay, Nancy Pelosi makes policy, so her sin is greater than somebody else being pro-choice. I don't buy it. If you want to talk about in the eyes of God, one's not greater than the other. But this guy's making an excuse, because maybe he's a Catholic who's got his own sins, and he's going to communion. And so it's so easy to point out the sins of others if you don't have those same sins. You know, the people who point out, well, being gay is a sin, or acting on being gay is a sin. But, you know, you're having sex out of wedlock. Which one is worse? You're going to argue that being gay and having sex is worse because you're not gay. I mean, this is a human instinct. But this idea that you're not going to question every pro-choice Catholic, and you're going to pick and choose some, it's turning this even more political. And the church should look for ways to be less political. And you could just hear the hypocrisy. It was just explained on this show. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian for a couple of quick text messages.
Yeah, okay. Let me just put down my popcorn for a second.
I haven't gotten excited like that in a while.
That's pretty good. Here's a text that says, if communion is what they say it is, who needs it more than sinners? The Catholic Church doesn't have a clue about salvation, in my humble opinion.
Well, I'm going to quote the Pope. It is not a reward of saints, but the bread of sinners.
Nice.
That's it. I mean, communion is not reserved for saints.
Here's a text that says, I actually went to a priest to ask his permission to receive communion after I got my marriage annulled. He told me he did not believe that God would refuse me receiving the Eucharist because my marriage failed. Maybe because I was in an emotionally abusive relationship and he didn't feel I should be punished for getting out. Either way, I thought that was really cool on the priest's part.
I agree with that. I never considered having my first marriage annulled when I got married a second time. And if I get married a third time, I'm not going to have either one of those annulled. Because God knows it happened. I mean, it's an insult, in my opinion, it's an insult to God to have your marriage wiped out on paper when God knows it happened. Plus, I have a son. I'm not going to make like the marriage did not exist. But I also agree that you don't have to agree with everything the church agrees with. Because who in the hell could agree with the church protecting and hiding pedophile priests, which the church did? That's not an opinion. That is an absolute fact. One more.
Here's one more that says, I'm done with the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic schools. I will not set foot in a Catholic institution again. I excommunicated myself. I am tired of their hypocrisy and their political BS.
If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I wrote a blog about this. Should House Speaker Nancy Pelosi be denied communion? That's on our website at WWL.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I have a feeling that some of this is going to bleed over into the next hour because we've got a lot of calls and a lot of texts coming in. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, so there's an archbishop in San Francisco. He's in charge of San Francisco Catholic churches. He says Nancy Pelosi is barred from communion in every San Francisco church because she's pro-choice. Is that fair? Let's go to Jeffrey, who's in Violet. Jeffrey, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I was just going to say that there is a thing called the separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm so tired of the church constantly want to barge in on our states and state rights issues. The church is not the guider and leader of our nation.
Well, I agree with that, Jeffrey. More disturbing to me, though, is the battle within the church itself. And you've got Catholic bishops, particularly in America. You've got politically motivated bishops who are making rulings based on being in lockstep with Trump. And they are in lockstep with Trump, which is okay to be that way personally, but I don't know how it's fair to transfer that into the rulings of the church. Let's go to Amit Morgan here on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, it's Morgan. How you doing?
I'm good.
First, I want to tell you, I don't know enough to argue in politics or religion, but I do have opinion, and like your last caller, the separation of church and state came to mind. But I think that to condemn some and not all, that's kind of like participating in publicizing some and not all of them. And I think it's become all about greed and not about life or God. And in the end, there's only one judge for me. And he'll take care of matters. The receiving of communion, Catholics are fortunate. And that was the best thing that happened in my life, as I was baptized Catholic. that we have the right or the opportunity to confess, and we all just try. Life's a journey.
But Morgan, but there doesn't seem to be the pressure to confess other sins, like getting remarried or like having sex out of wedlock. I mean, there are Catholic people who go to communion who are having sex out of wedlock. They're not pressured in the same way that pro-choice people are being pressured now.
The opportunity doesn't exist right now for these politicians to benefit one way or the other from it. If that were the case, if you had Joe Biden divorced and remarried without an annulment, they'd be on him about that.
No, they wouldn't be, because it's not the same thing as being pro-choice in the minds of some of these conservative Catholic bishops. It's a whole different ballgame because it's abortion, but yet sin is sin.
That's absolutely right. And whether I take your basketball from the park or have premarital sex, it's a sin.
Well, I
agree. We aren't here to be perfect. We're here to try to be perfect.
Well, that's right. But in other words, if you're going to call out Biden or Nancy Pelosi, and I'm not saying this because they're Democrats, I'm saying it because they're humans and they're Catholics. If you're going to call them out, then why not call out every pro-choice Catholic? Because it seems hypocritical to deny somebody whose pro-position is known when you're feeding communion to these pro-choice Catholics every week all across America and around the world. Why not stop them from getting it?
Well, first of all, I didn't call them out, and I don't think that they should be called out.
Okay.
I think that's between them and my God.
Well, if it's between them and God, then maybe we shouldn't call them out. All right, Morgan, I appreciate the call. I've really got to get to a break here because we've got this bonus text off coming. But look, if you're on hold, hang on. We've got a lot of calls to get to and a lot of your texts. We're going to carry this into the next hour. But we're also going to talk about the age difference between Laura Dern, 21 years younger than her Jurassic Park co-star Sam Neill. She said that was inappropriate. Really? Anyway, if you're on hold, just hang on. We're going to get to all of your calls coming up. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. This is a heated conversation, and I'm trying to point out what I see as gross hypocrisy here. Pro-choice Catholics are receiving communion, but you're going to call out Nancy Pelosi or President Biden because their pro-choice position is known? Why not ask every Catholic then and deny communion to those who are pro-choice? And then what about all those other sins? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.